The following is an interview with Lindsay Woodman, a teacher at Pontiac High School and local representative for the WQTA, the union representing teachers in the region's English schools. The interview took place on the picket line outside of Dr. S.E. McDowell Elementary School on December 8th.
And can you talk a little bit about what's going on here today?
So we are on day one of our 7-day strike. The reason why we're doing this is to ensure that we have a proper class composition, that classroom are going to be smaller, that we're able to have coding done for students, and we're also ensuring that we have fair pay that's going to help us get through inflation.
And can you talk a little bit about what you actually do at the school here and sort of how long you've been doing that for?
So I've been a teacher for 12 years. I'm currently teaching at Pontiac High School and I teach FSL.
And can you talk a little bit about the work conditions and how they've advanced over your time as a teacher here?
So some of the conditions that we notice the most would be class sizes. There's some years where I've taught classes at the high school level with 37 students in it. Over half of the students would have IEPs, which means that they have different needs, different coding, and basically require additional supports. And that has continued to increase over the last 12 years.
Can you talk a little bit about coding there? People have talked about that before. You just want certain students to be able to be classified in a certain way?
Yeah, so we have a number of different codes. Some of them are just O2 monitor and support. Other ones will require additional support with technology. It could be behavior management, emotional support, academic support. There's a number of different things. Mm-hmm. And it's all based on different types of testing that is accomplished throughout the school.
And how does that contribute to the workload and what's that been like as far as your role as an educator as well?
So the workload has definitely increased. There's a number of additional steps that we need to take to ensure everybody is able to achieve their own individual excellence. A lot of it involves technology, accommodations, modifying assignments, making it so everybody has access to learning. And a lot of it is also just communicating with parents. So in a typical workday, you don't have enough time to communicate with everybody about their needs. So we spend a lot of time before and after school sending emails, calling parents. It's very common for me to get emails at 6-7 o'clock at night, parents inquiring about whatever, or myself reaching out to them for supports. So we just want to ensure that we have a work-life balance, and that's one of the reasons why we're out on strike, to make everybody's workload a bit more manageable.
And talking about being back out on strike here, this is the, fifth day that you guys have been out here, something along those lines, since the start of November. You talk a little bit about the latest offer from the government that came earlier this week and what your response to it is.
So it was pretty disappointing just to see that. One of the issues is that they have an offer for a pay increase, but then they also have the global offer. So the global offer would be kind of all the extras that they are adding into it. But as of right now, just having over 12% as a pay increase over a 5-year contract, that's not keeping up with inflation at all. Times are hard for everybody, so we want to ensure that all of our union members are supported and that they don't have to go get a second job. A number of our teachers do tutoring on the side. They have second jobs, waitressing in restaurants, or any type of additional second income is needed. And we want to make sure that if a teacher is teaching all day, that they don't have to work until 7-8 o'clock at night at a second job just to pay the bills.
Can you talk a little bit specifically about what's difficult here? You guys are sort of a union for English teachers or teachers in the English system, from what
yes.
I understand, and we're right close to the border here to Ontario. Can you talk a little about how that factors in?
So a lot of our power is from solidarity with all the other unions. However, it is an option. It's getting to the point where some teachers are really feeling the pinch and they are considering going across the border to Renfrew, where their pay is much higher than ours, and they also have slightly different working conditions. So we currently have a teacher shortage right now. There's a number of reasons why this is happening, but that's also a huge factor.
And from what I understand too, the 7 days here, if there's no response from the government there, they've called for an unlimited general strike following this. I guess what are your thoughts on what happens here after the 7 days?
So one of the reasons why we are doing it just in 7 days now, we want to give them time to be able to come up with another offer, negotiate with us. However, if it doesn't happen, then we will do our due process and make sure that we go through the proper channels to offer that. We are in solidarity with all the other unions for the Common Front, so it won't just be us going off. If there is an unlimited strike, it would be everybody, which might be what is needed to get the government to listen or start noticing.
Anything else you wanted to add there, or anything you wanted to say to our listeners?
Thank you so much for your support. We understand that this is a nuisance for many parents and family members, but our working conditions are your students' learning, or your children's learning conditions, so we really appreciate the support. We've had a number of people come out and give us coffee, give us donuts whenever we're picketing, even just honking and throwing up a wave. It's all supportive, and we really appreciate it. So thank you to everyone.